With KAZU News, I'm Erica Mahoney. The practice of yoga dates back thousands of years. Records of goat yoga go back about 2 years. Now, this unusual practice has arrived in Carmel Valley. KAZU's Krista Almanzon reports.
Out on the sprawling green lawn in Carmel Valley, the laughter and screams of delight are a sign the Saturday goat yoga class is in session. About 10 students have laid their yoga mats in a circle on a bed of straw. They're penned in by a small metal fence.
Inhale real tall. When you exhale, twist either direction.
Instructor Shauna Sullivan guides them through a traditional yoga class as 6 dwarf goats roam freely in between and on them.
With the goats, they're in charge. I have a plan and generally don't stick to it. It's good to be flexible.
As the students work their way through warrior pose and then downward dog, Carolyn Gray walks around holding a tin of goat feed. She sprinkles the pellets on the yoga mats and, for people who want it, on their backs. The small goats do the rest, nibbling near students and leaping on and off their backs. The point of it all is simple. It's to feel joy.
You know, they decrease your stress and they make you feel calm and they bring you into a moment, and that moment is joyful because they're so fun to look at and so fun to watch and be around.
Gray is the founder of Carmel Valley Goats and Yoga. She got the idea after seeing a picture of a friend doing the reverse tabletop pose with a goat on her belly.
And she had the biggest smile and was laughing so hard that I just said, I want that.
So that settled it for this retired nurse who otherwise spends most of her free time volunteering to help the homeless.
I'm now in my 70s and I thought, I got one more thing in me.
She held her first class here on the front lawn of her Carmel Valley home in January and has continued ever since. This yoga business is an outgrowth of a nationwide trend. Goat yoga started in Oregon about 2 years ago. Since then, the craze has grown with classes popping up everywhere from New Hampshire to Texas. It's even been featured in this Hotels.com commercial.
Or doing goat yoga at this mountain resort.
Oh my gosh.
On Carolyn Gray's Carmel Valley lawn, the class wraps up with a walk with the goats and a chance for pictures.
So does anybody want a goat in their lap?
Yoga students and friends Kayla Bond and Lauren Tadayuchi say the experience was more for their hearts than their heart rates.
Your heart rate's pretty much the same, except when a goat jumps on your back, and then it's that initial shock. But yeah, it's a lot of fun.
A lot of people that I was telling I was going to go to goat yoga, they were like completely confused by the concept of yoga and goats. But it's a lot of fun. I would highly recommend it.
In Carmel Valley, I'm Krista Almanzon. This is KAZU News.
Workout.